This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 94 for Wednesday, October 9th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Tuesday, as profit-taking after recent gains and increased farmer selling weighed on prices. Canola did trade to both sides of unchanged throughout the session. Follow-through selling after yesterday's downturn had weighed on prices, but the market was well off its session lows by the close. End-user bargain hunting and speculative short covering provided support. Losses in Chicago soy oil did remain a bearish influence, while European rapeseed was higher on the day. The advancing canola harvest is a feature in the background, with generally warm and dry weather conditions across western Canada, allowing farmers to make good progress. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were steady to mostly higher. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand estimates on Friday, and positioning ahead of that data was a feature. Soybeans thought to be due for a corrective bounce on ideas yesterday's losses were overdone. The November contract up 4 cents at the close at 10.20 per bushel. Average trade guesses ahead of Friday's report are for U.S. soybean yields to hold steady with the September forecast at 53.2 bushels per acre. Corn, it settled right near unchanged December, up a quarter cent at 4.21 per bushel. Opinions on U.S. corn yields are divided ahead of Friday's report, with some market participants now expecting to see lower yields as drier weather conditions have led to lighter bushel weights. Forecasts call for warm and dry conditions across most of the Midwest over the next week that should allow farmers to continue making good progress. The USDA did announce private export sales of 126,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning. Wheat higher across the board, underpinned by weather concerns in several wheat-growing regions of the world, including Russia and France. U.S. winter wheat regions are also on the dry side. Minneapolis spring wheat up 3 cents in the December contract at 6.48 per bushel. Kansas City up 5 cents in December at 6.08 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat, it's up 4 cents in December at $5.99 per bushel. Algeria could buy as much as 3 million tons of Russian wheat this year, according to Russian trade officials. Algeria recently filled 500,000 ton tender primarily with Russian wheat. That move comes amid a diplomatic dispute between Algeria and France. France is usually the main supplier of Algerian wheat, but Algeria excluded France from its latest tender. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 9th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.